Thanks for tuning in to the Good Stuff program on your local radio station. I know that they're glad you're listening. We are glad you're listening. Mike and Kim Burge here with the Good Stuff. And is your morning cup of coffee getting a little bit boring? Well, sounds like you need to pair it up with the Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. Check it out at tsln.com.
And Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, reflect, and pray. And Merry Christmas also from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find us on Facebook and follow us at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And safe driving to everybody for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota.
Two naughty boys beg their father to open one present on Christmas Eve. With a knowing look, their father handed them two big boxes filled with coal. Just remember, this is only the first present. He wanted them to learn a lesson, but not to be too disappointed. Upon opening the coal, the two boys jumped up and down in excitement. Confused, the father looked at them, asking, "Why are you so excited about coal?" The youngest boy looked at him in exasperation. "You said this is only the first present, and we really didn't think Santa would bring us that train." Kim, what do you have for the good stuff today?
Well, it's time to report from the Valentine Police Department. They've had several calls. They had a special assignment, as a matter of fact. They welcome early morning chats with your buddies. They just ask that you do it in a public space and not where your presence is unwelcomed. You're scaring the children. Oh my. And suspicious person / vehicle call. Someone is trying to steal my car. Who is the registered owner? They are. So it's not your car. No. Let's get this straight. You are trying to report that someone is trying to steal your car and it's actually their car? Yes. That was an interesting call.
I guess so.
Here's one about theft. Nothing witty to say here, but you need to lock your stuff up. Thieves love to take advantage of our laziness. Here's a traffic stop. If you insist on driving impaired, which we do not condone, you might drive something less descriptive. For the record, you stood out. Those are just some from the blotter of the Valentine Police Department.
One other short Christmas story, Santa's secret identity. A little boy secretly followed a department store Santa to the changing room. The man came out in his street clothes, ready to go home. The boy popped out, "I knew it!" Nervously, the man looked around, asking, "Knew what?" Smiling ear to ear, the little boy leaned in close and whispered, "I knew that Santa wouldn't be able to keep an eye on all the little boys and girls without a secret identity." The man smiled, nodding. "Just make sure not to tell anyone," he said. The little boy nodded enthusiastically. "I won't, Santa." The boy paused, looking around cautiously before adding, "I mean, Kris Kringle."
Cute.
There you go. A little bit of Christmas humor for you.
Yeah, you got to be careful with Santa. Okay, here we go. Interesting happenings. 57% of Americans admit to having personal reasons for not using turn signals while they're driving. How can you have personal reasons for not using turn signals?
It's against my religion.
Well, a 2006 survey of 1,000 adults conducted by Response Insurance found 23% of drivers admit they are just plain lazy, while 17% don't signal because when they do, they forget to turn the blinker off. 12% said they change lanes too frequently to bother with signals. 11% say signaling is unimportant. 8% say they don't signal because other drivers don't, and 42% say they don't have enough time. A surprising 7% said driving without signals adds excitement. 7% said that. The company identified several driver types when it comes to ignoring signals. There's the impulsive, lazy, forgetful, the swervers, the ostriches, the followers, and the daredevils. So, you know, that's like one of my huge, huge pet peeves is I swear people do not turn their signal on until they hit their brakes. And the whole idea is to tell me you're going to turn before you hit your brakes so I can be ready for that turn.
Before anyway, you start turning.
That's right. Exactly. My point. Thank you very much, Michael. And another point of interest among younger drivers, that's 18 to 24, 71% are apt not to even signal, compared to 49% of older adults age 55 to 64. So young people, use those turn signals. And half of you elders, use your turn signals.
All righty, I'll get on that right away next time I'm out driving. And thanks for listening to us today here on The Good Stuff.